Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, January 24th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Nick, and Brinny, hello and welcome to your Monday or your Friday, depending on what day you're listening to this.
Or what your schedule might be.
Yeah, sure. Maybe it's Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Someone's going to go, oh my God, it is Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Oh my God, how did you know? Oh. So anyway, hi. On Friday, it turns out I made a giant gaffe this morning.
Yeah.
When I revealed everything that Beefcake gave Nikki for her birthday. Because we talked, I told you we were on the extremely boring secret show. I mean, not secret show, happy hour. Boring for me because I wasn't drinking. I was watching everyone else drink, except for V Hale. She and I were like,
now you know
so
why
boring.
I don't go.
Yeah. Super boring. And, but then as soon as we got off the, as soon as we took it off the air, off the live feed, we sat on the air for another, or sat together on the Zoom meeting for another 45 minutes and watched Nikki open up her presents for her birthday. So start from the beginning and tell us everything about your birthday and your whole weekend and your love with Beefcake and what is going on. And did you get in a fight over the amount of gifts that he gave you?
No. No, so that gift he gave me, like we talked, it's kind of more for a Valentine's Day gift because that was more the theme. But it worked out. I liked everything in it. And
Valentine's Day is a ways away, though.
Yeah, it's a few weeks away. I have a feeling that did not cover Valentine's Day. This guy is a he's a gift giver. He's a gift giver.
He's obviously into her.
No, it wasn't like, hey, this counts as your birthday and Valentine's Day. It was just like that was like the theme of the gift.
Well, yeah.
And, love?
Love was the theme. I love you. I love you. That was the theme.
Okay.
So I got to tell Vinny some of the stuff.
Well, so like that, it came with like a cute teddy bear. That was flowers.
A flower bear that are hundreds of dollars.
Yes, so no, it wasn't that. It was. It's actually fake.
What does that mean?
It wasn't the one that V looked up. It's not like the really.
Was it actual real flowers?
No.
Oh, it was fake flowers?
Yeah. So it's like formed. They make real ones with that are flowers. But this one was like formed to the mold.
It's exactly that one.
Look at this, Vinny. Yeah. So it's a bear shaped thing. And then if you zoom in on it, they're actually individual like flowers. Roses.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pretty.
Yeah.
Very cute.
So, but the one that V was talking about, like that most celebrities get, like those run.
They're like $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not it. I thought it was for a second. And then after talking about it with him, which I was like, okay, because that, if you really think about it, you're dropping that much money on something that you have to toss. Like flowers that wilt, like so. Yes, Vinny.
It's about love.
Have you ever said "I love you," Beef?
No, we haven't.
I didn't ask about him yet.
Oh,
have you ever said "I love you," Beef?
No.
Okay. And he has never said "I love you," Coco.
No.
He says it with gifts, though.
It does seem like he's setting you up for the big L word.
Yeah.
What would you do if he says, "I love you, Coco"?
What will you say?
Good question. I honestly don't know, and it's not because like the feelings aren't there. It's just I have a hard time with that word.
Oh, so the feelings are there.
Oh God! No, like I
just say it back.
I can't even. I don't even say it to my best friend.
Is he getting a little quick for you? Let me ask, because listen, Vinny, that bear was just the start of the gift basket that arrived full of jewelry.
He's into her. It's obvious. But you know, there's no shortage of stories, and I don't say this because I'm trying to burn or bum out Coco. Mm-hmm. I say this because we do something called bad advice, and we hear a million stories. And I'm not new to asking people questions. I've heard a million stories outside of the radio show as well, where guys you'd think are fully in, they seem to be on the gas pedal to the wedding bells.
Love bombing.
And then they turn around and are fucking disappear in
a blink.
Yeah,
that's happened to me. That's happened
And you
to
just
me.
Go, wait a minute. That guy was
as soon
all
as I, right.
in mm-hmm. and all of a sudden went poof.
As soon as the girl goes, oh, all right, well, fine. I'll embrace it. I love you, too. What? You do? Forget it. I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's why I have a hard time with that word, because that's exactly what happened to me twice.
Oh. Twice?
Yeah.
Someone came on hot and heavy.
Yeah, I got a ring in my last relationship, and then out of nowhere, just like, you know what? No. And I'm like, you did all of this. I didn't initiate anything. Yeah. You came out after me. You got me this ring. I told you not to. And I told you not to say I love you, and you kept doing it.
You told Beefcake not to say I love you?
No. This last guy.
This is her ex.
That was yeah. I know, but is that something you say to people? Like, you better not say I love you.
It's well, over. No, because when the guy was telling me he loved me, he was drunk. And I was like, just don't. Like, don't. You're going to regret this. Don't. And then I was letting him go off easy. And I was just saying, we're going to forget about this in the morning. Don't worry about it. And then the next morning, he brought it up again and was like, no, I meant it. And then months later, he was like, no, I didn't mean it. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you did all of this, not me. So, yeah, that's why I have a hard time with that word.
People suck. It's
hard. Yeah. So dealing with that past, it's totally different with Beefcake. I don't feel like that. I don't feel like,
okay,
oh,
good.
This is scary.
I can
anything.
Tell you I have responded with like a head scratcher where you can just say something like, you love me too. And then they're like, what the fuck did you just say? Wait, you love me too. Huh? Well, anyway.
So that's fun. That's yeah, like not, well, that's like saying it without saying it.
Yeah.
Well, that's them saying.
Like just you kiss them and go, you love me too. That's adorable. I might try that next time I'm trying to get someone to say I love you.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've definitely done that. So,
in the nursing home, I guess.
Yeah. Because you'll outlive John and everybody else on the planet.
I actually hope I go first because I don't know what I'll do. Like, suddenly Riley's life is going to get a lot harder. Honey!
Oh, boy.
You need to come but help isn't mom.
Isn't it usually like the guy goes first?
Yeah. Maybe we'll get together in like in a fiery crash.
Oh my God.
That's not.
Well, look, as I, okay. look it'd be, we All could right. hold hands
or
and
like
be
in
like.
A notebook, right?
Yeah, like in the notebook.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be
hold
nice.
Hands in bed together. Yep. That's sweet.
Anyway, I do understand what you mean because I've heard enough like of those stories where the guy is all gifts, all in, trying his very hardest, and then suddenly it goes poof, and you just, it's actually, in my opinion, It sort of goes with that character. The person who falls hard and fast also falls out fast.
Yeah.
And they suddenly are like, well, that came on and disappeared and it's run its course. Bye. And that's not supposed to really be like that.
So what'd you do over your birthday? Because on Friday night you were with us.
Yeah, so we went to lunch at Santana Row.
This was on Friday.
Friday. I've never been over there. So,
it's rad, nice. Isn't it?
It's different. It was confusing because like there's a Westfield Mall and then there's Santana Row and more shopping. So it was pretty cool. Just and then you're driving down and then there's the Winchester Mystery House. Like I haven't been down there in so long that I'm like, this house doesn't look like it fits in at all with the surrounding landscape. So,
no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, that's high. That's upscale shopping.
Yeah.
And a lot of restaurant. But I like it. It's fun. It's outside. There's good restaurants around there.
Yeah. So we did that. And then I came home, did happy hour with you guys, and then had dinner with my sisters and parents and had cake. And then I got gift cards and
sweet.
A purse from my best friend and flowers.
What did they all think about the gifts from Beefcake?
Oh, my mom thought it was super cute. And he got me flowers too. And my mom was like, oh, so cute. And then my dad always goes, you know, I try to do that for you, but my mom's like, eh.
Are you not mentioning the specific yeah. items because you don't want me to do
yeah.
that?
Okay. Because I don't want to make it a big I don't want to make it a big deal because it's really not that big of a deal. And plus
I don't know.
It's not. It kinda is. I mean,
well, because one of the it doesn't even fit me, so it's like I can't
a minute ago you were single and pissed off and now look at you.
What doesn't fit you? The new
well, weren't you? I mean, you're like, fuck this dating thing. I'm quitting
true.
All these sites.
Yes.
This sucks.
That's exactly
and 2 minutes later, you're fully hooked up.
Hired once, what it was.
I was like that. That's why I do have faith. Maybe it'll work out for V, you know? It happens when you least expect it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Somebody's mom set you
happens.
Up with
the love.
Listen to
love,
Coco. It happened.
Exciting and new.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are together now, right? Mm-hmm. You're an item. It, how do I word this? I'll try and, you know what? I'll word it about myself and then we'll see if you're noticing how he is. Often, and unfortunately I'm still like this, I'm hit or miss whether I'm a good lay on any given night. Sometimes I can pound your fucking brains out and you'll be like, that was awesome. Other times I'll be super okay. slow. And oh God, I try to sell it as I'm, you know, I really love you, but what I'm really doing is I'm going to come any second. Don't move. Do not move. Don't pull me in. Ah. So my question to you is, are you getting any kind of consistent behavior out of him, or is it also very much new love, new adventures on any given night?
I want to say like a little bit of both because we're still in
that's
like
my point,
like,
right?
Yeah, because we're still in like the newlywed stage, so it's kind of it's consistent, but it's still new, so new experiences and stuff like that. But back to that whole story that you did earlier about the what was it, the nest?
Yeah,
yeah. He does not have that.
He has a decent, clean bed to provide you for a night over.
Yeah. Yeah, and
so you've spent
a bed
the night.
Frame.
So you've spent that the night there then.
Yes, yeah, and
have,
his place
do you spend
is,
like a weekend there? Is that something that happens?
So far, only once.
Oh, one full weekend.
One full weekend. Yeah,
and he has no roommates.
No, he's by himself. And all right. It's a clean apartment, so not that bullshit of a nest. Like, what the fuck?
Gross. What time did you leave to go home on Sunday?
Like 11.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It was get out of there before noon. You want to give the guy the rest of the, you know, he's a bachelor. He's got shit to do on Sundays. You don't want to, I'm telling you, I've listened to Vinny talk about the bag drop and I really feel that, you know, like even people I really like, guests suck in general, even the ones that bone you. And it does seem like if I'm going to leave, please leave, you know.
He may not be like me, though. I absolutely, I've been single.
I feel like that's reasonable, though.
I don't know if it is. I've been single had been single most my life. And even the relationship I was in where I lived with a girl, I was having my own issues. We were not normal by any stretch of the imagination as far as a relationship goes. So I don't know if he's going to be like that, but I definitely would start to get antsy, like, get the fuck out. I got laundry to do and I want to do some stuff. And it's nothing personal, but that's sort of a me thing. I don't think he's like that.
Well, and that's like his space, and I'm aware of that. Like, when I lived on my own, too, I'm like, this is my space, and I don't know. I just don't want to be, like, crowding on it and just assuming, like, yeah, like,
well,
this is my
space,
too.
Well, at some point, isn't your space his space, his space your space?
Yeah, Bryn.
You're such an instigator, Bryn.
Well,
he's
not wrong.
Like, when you want, Bryn.
That's just how serious
do
relationships
you have
are, right?
A toothbrush there?
No, I don't. Question. I don't.
Has he said you can?
Not really, but I feel like if I were to leave it, he wouldn't care.
He wouldn't chuck it?
No.
Like, ugh, get this scuzzy thing out of here.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't do that.
He'd rather you have clean teeth and fresh breath, trust me.
have you ever thought to yourself, like, this is pretty nice, I could live here with him?
Well, the more comfortable
yes, you
I
have.
Get.
Of course you have.
Yeah, the more comfortable I get.
And like, he's on the peninsula, right? South Bay Peninsula, or is he?
Cupertino, yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I know it well. Cupertino's rad. I like it.
Yeah, so it's It's a nice place.
And we'd like to welcome you, Coco, whenever you're ready. With the South Bay, the peninsula, we would love to have
There's so
you.
Much yeah. to do over there.
Oh, yeah. There
Somewhere
yeah.
between Vinny and Bryn. Yeah. Move right in.
We welcome you.
When so then Saturday we went to, when he comes over to me, it's like we're doing stuff, like it's
yeah,
activities.
You are. Oh.
Oh. Like when he's coming to my side of the bridge. So Saturday we did this wine train in Sacramento.
Oh, the Sacramento wine train.
Yeah.
Oh,
how was
the
that?
Sac wine
yeah.
Train.
It was cool. Like it was I saw it on TikTok where they do beer, and then I just looked it up because I'm like, I don't know what I want to do for my birthday. And then I looked it up and they do wine too.
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Vinny still has her, so start us back up.
Okay. Vinny's still listening to me?
I'm listening to you, yeah. Okay. I'm absolutely all in. Let's hear this.
Should we wait?
Yeah, we should wait.
Okay.
Ruby,
oh, they're back.
Oh, my gosh.
Quiet, everyone.
We're back.
We weren't nothing.
Oh, were you guys trying to have an off-air thing?
We weren't talking about anything.
We heard the whole thing.
Nothing. No, you didn't.
Please,
you liars.
Leave that in. Do not take that out.
Could you still hear us when we couldn't hear you?
Listen to Brent. He's telling himself not to take that out.
Leave it all in.
So we did the Sacramento wine train and just went up and down the Sacramento River. And we did that with my sister and her best friend because her birthday is a week.
You should have got all wasted and then like we dropped it on our boss.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Stacy, we're on the train. You want to come on the train with us? So wait,
she's fine with it. I mean, I've done it at Bottle Rocks.
Yeah, yeah. We ran into her at Bottle Rocks.
Pretty okay with me then.
How could you possibly tell?
Like I said before, salespeople do parties, so I'm sure she's all in.
They're the original partiers.
Yeah.
So you said you went with your sister and her husband?
No, her best friend because her husband had to
work. So Beefcake's hanging right in them with the family. Like
yeah.
he's fully
mm-hmm.
yeah
yeah.
And you've met his mom in person, the one who actually set you up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how is she? Does she love you?
I hope so. I really like her. So yeah.
And, good. And look at you go.
And his stepdad. So
the whole deal.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was my birthday weekend, and then Sunday was just a day to recover.
No, you need one of those.
Yeah.
So you didn't sleep over his house on Saturday or anything? Did you stay in a hotel in Sacramento?
No. I live an hour away from Sacramento, where we're going. So, yes, Vinny.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I know you like him a lot, and I'm not trying to instigate, but every new relationship has some things where you're like, yeah, but. What is the yeah, but? What's the thing where you're like, oh, God, his fucking feet or his.
I've actually never seen his feet.
What?
Yeah.
He bones you with his shoes on?
No, I just don't look. I don't look at people. I try not to look at people's feet.
That makes sense. She hates feet
that much. And then
how do you not see him, though?
I've never seen him because when he has a shoe.
He doesn't
about
get
the
up
shower
to go to
together.
The bathroom or anything?
Yeah, but he's wearing socks.
She's busy. Oh, whoa.
Oh, he wears socks in bed.
In bed.
Well, I don't know.
That is the biggest. House. I would be like, get those socks off.
Oh, that's I go to bed with socks on.
That's because you
No, you feet. Don't.
Yes,
you
I hate, do.
She doesn't even like her own feet.
Yes, I do. My feet get cold. No, I've never seen his feet. I don't know what his big toe looks like or anything.
Well, draw some pictures.
You take your socks off to bone, though.
Well, I mean, so here is...
For leverage so, right. to be able to...
Yeah. You'd think he would, but who knows? If he's long enough, maybe he doesn't even need to move. Maybe
the floor. What are you doing on the floor?
I'm saying sometimes they're on the bed and you're on the floor, you know, just to make sure, you know, that you have some the right angle or whatever it is.
I love that angle, actually.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So I get on my knees at the bed and pull her to the ledge, and then I kiss her, you know where. And then from there, I'm able to, there's an angle I can get down into. And
you stand up.
Hammer
that's
away.
That's where the socks come off.
Right.
That's where
the socks come off. My socks are always off. I'm not boning anybody.
They're on. That's where the socks come off.
It would turn me off if I saw socks on my feet. I'd be like, oh my God, why does that lady have socks? Oh, that's me.
Slipping around while I'm hammering down.
No, if not that any of you want to bone me, but just if you were there, you'd be like, the watch too? You got to take everything off. Everything's got to come off.
I don't need anything catching on anything.
The hair tie.
All of it goes. I'm naked and I am not wearing jewelry either. All of it goes.
Even your wedding ring, you're just like, gotta take that off.
Oh, no, no.
You
can't
even get that thing
off. There. Yeah. No, that's, you're right. That's the one thing is the wedding ring.
No, to be honest, I don't. Yeah, I really don't look. I don't really look at his feet. But
okay, no. I just said that as an example. What thing are you like, I wish he wouldn't say this? Or
what's going to be a problem later? Cute now, problem later.
Oh, I haven't thought about that.
Does he stick his tongue in your ear or something?
Oh, God, no.
You made the mistake of squirming.
Chews with his mouth open.
Right, what is it?
You were sitting next to him and looked in the ear, and you're like, oh, that is dirty.
Holy pumpkin
whatever,
patch.
What thing? Yeah, yikes. Peas and carrots in there, dude.
I mean, maybe I would say, like, his fingernails, but he has them grown up because he plays guitar. So that's like, I can't really be.
So on his left hand, are they super short, and on his right hand, they're super long?
Yeah. Because he'd rather use that than a pick.
You got a guitar, man?
Yeah.
Is he good?
Is he any good?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He sends me some of his stuff.
I'm surprised. I mean, if he's grown his nails out, then he's an acoustic guy,
yeah,
right?
He has multiple, but he mainly plays the acoustic. But his favorite band's Metallica, actually. So,
Yeah, but that's the grown out fingernails is really more of like a classical. Uh-huh. Guitar.
Yeah,
type
that's a specific kind of picking.
He likes Spanish guitar right now, is what he's into.
Flamenco.
Oh, flamenco.
So, so I guess maybe that, but I can't. It doesn't really bother me.
Well, you better get yourself
something.
You got to get up a flamenco outfit going and those feather things so you can start doing the dance and a little red, you know, like the lady emoji, right?
Oh, yeah, I like the emoji, yeah. Yeah, so I guess maybe that, but it's for something. It's not like he just is like randomly throwing it out.
Look, I mean, I can tell you that you don't want. Those fingernails could cause you injury. So yeah. You're going to be like,
when is his birthday?
The other hand, Holmes. The other hand.
Right. Yeah, so that's the only
his
thing.
Dominant
it's not
hand,
even
though.
Like really a bother to me, but maybe that. I don't know. It doesn't really bother me.
If there's something that isn't perfect.
Boy, you are in love.
You know, you can buy these little things that you slip over each finger, and they're like a extension so you can pick.
Oh, is it like a little hole, and then it has like a little thing?
It like wraps around your finger, and then it sticks off. Mm-hmm. And you should get him those so he can cut his fucking nails.
Yeah.
There's enough of that. Yeah.
Does John grow out his?
He can cut you. No, John doesn't finger pick. Or if he does, he does it just with
I use my actual fingertips when I'm finger picking, and I do finger pick. But I'll tell you, I've tried to grow my nails out, and I can hate it. So
well, they break and they're.
I just don't want
it. Nasty.
It's like anything else. It's. I feel like I'm now this delivery person for nails. Like, oh, I have to keep these. Forget that. Same with everything else. Just get off of me. Mm. Yuck. But good for him.
Yeah.
There's no flaws.
Are we done? I don't want to miss any of the details.
No, we can do a bad advice now.
I want to do a bad advice. I want to talk about this other thing that is.
What's the other thing?
Well, do you remember you used to talk about love languages? And I just.
I studied that in school.
Oh, okay. Well,
a few different languages or something
So apparently everybody has. So it. I just happened to be reading this thing this morning, and it was about sort of Valentine's Day and these love languages, and I was interested because I heard people talk about like what your love language is compared to someone else's, and it's sort of a gift guide, so I don't need to get into all the gifts, but they're talking about like for Valentine's Day, if you know what your person's love language is, here's some things that.
Can you define that a little better? Because I don't remember you saying that at all, but,
yeah, there's
but
five,
let me hear that.
There's five different
There's five
ones.
Love languages. Mm-hmm. There's and they're the ways that we give and wish to receive love, apparently. Mm-hmm. There are words of affirmation. That's me. I think I'm a words of affirmation. I will tell John like what I think is great about him. And I'm, you know, very vocal about I love you and, you know, thank you for, you know, I'm like a yapper. And plus, I don't want to, it's like all these things like physical touch and all that crap. I don't want any of that.
Oh,
so there's words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
So John is fully acts of service. Just make sure that the things are taken. I think he is anyway.
I think that's a guy thing too. But then I would say no, girls do that as well. Girls will do. I made
you
a sandwich.
Yeah.
Or I did this. I did your laundry when you weren't looking.
Packed you a lunch when you were right. Exactly. So apparently, whatever your love language is, if you're with someone who has the same love language, that can be great. Like if you're both acts of service people, then you're just doing for each other, and it communicates. It's the way they communicate love and the way that you understand love if you're of the same mind. So, but if you're not, then you have to sort of know about the other person in order to fulfill their, like if you're like me, words of affirmation, like I actually do try to do things for John because I know that's how he
interprets.
That's how he interprets it. And once in a while, he'll be like, we were watching something the other night and he like reaches over and he's like, I want you to know I really love you. And I was like, oh, like
he's speaking your language.
He was speaking my language. It was true because I know he loves me. He shows me all the time, but he's not the guy. Don't vomit. Do not vomit on
get
that.
Get a room.
Forget it. We're old people. We don't need a room. Please just give us a quick shower. We're all set for a whole week. And the five basic ways are, words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts. Like, does that mean that they're a gift? Like, it says language is receiving gifts. It's like, I got to get gifts or I like to give gifts. I didn't quite get that one. Acts of service and physical touch. Physical touch, that's obvious. Somebody who just want, you know, they show love through sex or even just, you know, a hug or something. What do you guys think you are?
So I'm definitely quality time.
Oh.
And that's my type
It's about time spent together.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I go with the flow and I am very understanding of schedules and I take time to recognize that. But it doesn't matter to me what we're doing. If it's an activity or if we're just watching TV, like I need that quality time.
You're calling it quality time as in, I know we're busy.
Yeah.
We have carved out this time. We are together. Yeah. And that's the important thing.
Yeah. I need that time. I don't need the gifts to show that. I just need the quality time where it seems like you're interested in spending time. You will make the time to make this work.
Now, with all these gifts he's doing, though, do you think that he's a gift give?
No. So I think he's both. I think he's gifts. But then I also think he's for sure words of affirmation as well.
Oh. What about you, Ben? Oh. What do you think you are?
Well, first of all,
physical touch, right?
Yeah, physical touch.
What's the use of this show if I'm not digging myself into a ditch, right? So one of the things that you just mentioned is, so as you get into a lifelong relationship that has kids, you develop, there's a lot in your way between you two hanging out.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's kind of been funny is there have been times where the missus will say, like, let's say I have... Recently, we had Martin Luther King Jr. Day off, right? Yeah. Or whatever. And she will go, not this day specific, but just kind of as an example, she will go out of nowhere. My mom's coming to hang with the kids and you and I are going to go do something on Monday. And I'll be like, I fully had plans. How am I going to figure this out? okay, so let's do that.
Is she quality time then? Is that her?
I think that she's... more now than ever realizing we never have that.
Right.
And so she has made a point to try and carve that out. And it usually catches me off. I realize after the fact it was important that we did it.
Uh-huh.
But it's always weird to get caught in that moment where you just don't think like that anymore because you never get that. And it does involve getting someone to hang with the kids or making bigger plans than you ever really had to. And I'm not a plans guy in general. So it's not really the quality time, although I do, after I do it, see that. Definitely sex and physical touch is part of it. I also do, what's that other one that you said?
The acts of service.
Acts of service. I do that where I try really hard to do the kinds of things that move us forward as a household or as a family or even for her so that she's like had a chore lifted out of her way.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to do that kind of stuff a lot, actually. I feel like gifts, I'm kind of a lot of those things.
Yeah, you Can are you, a gift giver.
I give gifts too, and I absolutely over gift in the
words
way.
Words of affirmation is the only one you've left out.
And I do that as well. I do all those
you're
things.
You're like a you're like a Renaissance man of love language.
I'm not trying to say that. Is. I think
well,
that,
no, I
know,
don't think anybody's any one of these specific things. I think that there's sort of defaults. I have no idea.
Well, when
this
I
is
studied
all sort
it,
of new.
It's usually when I studied it, from what I remember, was you're usually one thing. You're this like your main character, I guess. Yeah. But then you can dip into the others as well. But like for me, quality time is mainly me. Like that describes me. But I do a lot of acts of service.
Yeah.
So
and you like to give gifts.
And I do like to give gifts. So, right. But my main thing is quality time.
What about you, Brinster?
Yeah, I feel like mine would be acts of service. But physical touch is important to me. Like even for my family, I like to just hug people.
Yeah.
Like my daughter, I'll
hold
just hold
your
her.
Kid.
Yeah, you know,
right.
But yeah, that's I think with a household that's super busy, you know, when you have kids and stuff like that, acts of service just goes around the.
Well, a lot of sometimes you don't even have a fucking choice, right?
Yeah.
So, but,
right.
You know, if you make it your duty to do certain things.
Mm-hmm. Like today's Monday, I got to bring out the trash. I know that's going to make her happy.
Mm-hmm.
Trash.
She won't have to remind you.
It's on my list.
You know what you just reminded me, and we didn't get to it in real time, but we were talking about, because of the 2 weeks I spent alone with my kid, and mm-hmm. we were with the COVID thing, and I forget exactly what we were talking about, but it was like the single parenthood thing came up, and we were just sort of applauding single parents, and more than one person wrote in and said, I'll tell you why I ended up a single parent. Because it's easier for me than having a third or fourth grown child in the house.
Right.
And it like hit me like lightning. Oh, yeah. There's plenty of dudes who are there with their partner and they're like, remember we had that letter from the lady who was saying, this guy expects me to mow the lawn and do the.
Right. Because he works a full-time job, he does zero when he gets home.
Right.
The house and everything about it, including his stomach, are my responsibility.
So I never really thought of it like that because I'm not that guy. But all of a sudden I went, oh, right. Of course, you're actually better off alone.
Right.
Than having to care for the grown up in the house.
I hate you and I don't want to take care of you anymore.
Right.
Right. That's interesting. Well, we're out of time, but I do have some good, bad advices for tomorrow.
Okay.
Just these things. I like the love language thing. I think, by the way, I read this on E! News. If you want, they do have a list of gifts for these for every sort of particular love language that somebody might be into. And some of them it's pretty cool. I don't know. I just like the article in general. So.
I see the article. I'll put it up on the Sarah Vinny Facebook
page. It's not
page.
Any,
oh, great.
Like Gwyneth Paltrow stuff where I can't afford it, right?
No. It was all, honestly, it was all, it seemed a very straightforward article, a little bit about the, about each love language. And I just thought it was interesting. And,
hey,
and
don't
Valentine's Day's right around them.
I have a vagina egg in my asshole right now, and it's incredible.
All right.
And on that note, it's your turn, Ben.
You want to see it?
No,
oh.
I want this show to end now.
Oh, the end. I'm sorry. I didn't know what you were asking. Yikes. Why do you really? All right.
I want to be done before the egg makes its appearance.